Today's episode of Distorted View features additional content for Sideshow members only.
Ting!
Distorted View Daily proudly presents Great Moments on the Adult Home Shopping Network.
This is the April Bra Buster Love Doll. Ooh, she has smooth, perfumed skin. You smell that skin and you start getting all excited. She has soft, silky hair. Now this babe is life-size. She has three luscious love holes.
That's more than you get at home.
Yeah, sometimes.
And they vibrate.
And yes, a vibrating vagina and rear. Now, this darling has enormous mouth-watering breast muscles. She can handle up to 250 whopping pounds. Guys, April is waiting for you. She's inviting you. And if you order tonight from the Late Night Adult Shopping Club, she costs a mere $62.95.
I'm pleased if you're going to take a girl out on a date, you guys. She is going to drink you up $62 in those poo-poo drinks in the first place.
This is a cheap date.
It's a cheap date, and she's always going to be at home waiting for you.
Yeah, she's a quality date.
She's a quality date with vibrating holes.
And she's not going to say no.
That's
it's
right.
A sure thing, fellas.
If she does learn how to say no, you get that ball gag we have on our show and stick it around.
Hey freaks, it's Thursday, July 24th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, the Force will rape you, Luke. Plus, attack of the pantyhose bandit. And you can't force sex on women wearing tight jeans. It's the law. All of this plus your emails on an extended edition of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Oh no, it's a sad day. Very tragic news to report. That's why Taps is playing in the background. I reported this on the extended show a couple days ago when the news was actually breaking, but I thought I would bring this to everyone's attention. Estelle Getty, TV Sophia from The Golden Girls, has passed away.
Thank you for being a friend. Bye, 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 bye. Ba, ba, ba.
You know, ba, she was ba, only ba, really, ba, like, ba, 84 ba, when she... Okay.
Ba, ba, ba,
my singing.
Ba, 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 ba,
very nice.
Ba, 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 ba.
All right. She was only, like, 80, like, 4 or 5 or something like that, right? Because during The Golden Girls, she was in her 60s, and they just put a lot of makeup on her to make her look older. Because on the show, she was supposed to be the oldest, but in reality, she was the youngest. Little bit of trivia for you. Now, even though I'm sure all of you know how I feel about old people, a little piece of me is sad because it was actually a pretty funny show. So I've been on the phone all day long with B. Arthur's people, Rue McClanahan's people, Betty White's agent, trying to get them to come on the program and say a few words about Estelle Getty, or at least issue some sort of statement. The best I could do is get B. Arthur to record a short message. Here it is now, ladies and gentlemen, B. Arthur.
Hi, I'm B. Arthur with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
What? A, that has nothing to do with Estelle Getty, and B, what the fuck are you talking about?
Hi, I'm B. Arthur, with a message for women who take Premarin. Don't. It's made of horse urine.
It's like she's trying to channel Charlton Heston. It's horse urine! Premarin is made out of horse urine! I think I found a new favorite sound clip. I wish I could bring that with me everywhere. Hey, what are you getting at Taco Bell? I think I'm going to try the new queso crunch wrap.
Don't. It's made of horse urine.
Oh. Better just stick with the Mexi Melt then. B. Arthur doesn't want me anywhere near that crunch wrap. All right, there you go. Estelle Getty has passed away, and B. Arthur is not a fan of Premarin.
It's made of horse urine.
Yes, we all know. By the way, Premarin is for middle-aged women going through menopause. It's basically estrogen tablets. Made out of horse urine!
I'm not kidding.
I'm sorry, B. This is not a laughing matter. All right, got some audio for you before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, effed-up news. Now, I'm sure everyone is familiar with Japanimation or anime. You know, Hello Kitty, Sailor Moon, that bullshit. I don't know if Hello Kitty is necessarily considered anime or whatever. I don't know a lot about it. I've seen some, like Late Night on the Cartoon Network. What I find interesting about anime, though, is it's originally from Japan, right? And when they bring it over, they have to get actors to redub it into English. And it always sounds the same. The girl is always squealing about something. Look at that house! It must be magic! It's glowing! Nishi, you're stupid! It's glowing because the sun is behind it! Oh! Enough of this nonsense! You're wasting time! We're never gonna find the magical jewel of Nigale! Or whatever, I don't know. Now, what's interesting is, as many of you probably know, there's X-rated anime as well. Like, full penetration Japanese cartoons. It's usually a tiny little Japanese girl with blue hair and big eyes getting raped by some sort of alien. What I found interesting is when they bring these cartoons over to the US, they also have to redub them into English as well. So again, you have to hire voice actors to say things like, "Oh yeah, fuck my pussy with your alien tentacle." Oh. Do you imagine you're a struggling actor in LA, you want to be taken seriously, and the only part you can get is voice dubbing anime rape porn? It's a little degrading. Anyways, I've got an example here of anime that has been dubbed into English. Let's take a listen.
Whoa, I can't believe you're dripping this much. More than I expected, Miss Tenmyon.
Oh, please stop.
You say you don't like it. But dripping pussies tell no lies.
I studied Shakespeare for 8 years.
Simply brilliant.
He's staring at her cunt. You guys should try that next time you're gonna have sex with a woman. Just stare at her pussy and go, "Whoa, simply brilliant." Either she's gonna be flattered or freaked out. Alright, back to the clip here.
Absolutely fantastic. Let me get a taste.
Oh, please stop. Please stop.
I want this guy's voice. This guy also has to make his own pussy slurping sounds. I bet you he looks like a tool in the sound booth when he's recording this. Is that good? Should it be wetter? And the poor girl who's voice dubbing, she has to say things like this. And now I'm very proud to present the greatest line of dialogue ever recorded.
I've waited so long for this party in my pants to be unleashed.
That noise you heard, that's his cock pushing up against the fabric of his pants and then busting through.
You're wet. But are you wet enough to take every inch of me?
I don't know. We'll see. Now, I'm going to play some more clips from various Japanese anime pornos a little bit later on the extended portion of the show. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, I do have one more piece of audio for you. It's a clip from the 1980s television show Love Connection, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen this on reruns. Basically, the premise of the show was they bring a guy on, and then he gets to select out of three women who he wants to go on a date with, and then they both come back and they talk about their experience, right? So here we go. This is Chuck introducing the contestant, I guess.
Let's get started by meeting our first guest now. He's into things like community fundraisers, trips to museums. He says that a woman's mouth is usually the first thing he notices. And he claims the best way to grab a woman's attention is to bark at her.
He is hideous looking, by the way.
Please welcome Robert Baker. So now we're talking construction kind of yell here, or what?
No, Chuck, I'm talking about a bark that makes a woman an animal.
Ooh, I love the studio audience. Ooh!
Just a start, okay? Once we get to that point, she starts to purr, and it's all over.
Well, what? Let me hear what it sounds like.
Complete fucking loser. Would that woo you, ladies?
I mean, you can just imagine, it's all over with.
Yeah, it's all over with after that. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. That's right. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Got an extended show for you today. We've also done two other extended shows plus a video cast. And don't forget about last weekend's exclusive show. You also get full access to the entire archive of podcasts. That's what well over 1,000 now, I would think. All of this plus much more. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. If you guys are Star Wars fans, have I got a news story for you. This one comes from California. A Santa Ana teenager was arrested for allegedly raping a 9-year-old boy with a lightsaber.
Wow, wow.
That's my impression of a lightsaber. Wow. The teen has been charged as an adult for sexual assault. Police officer Jose Gonzalez says the Department of Social Services notified the police department on Monday that the youngster was sexually assaulted at the teen's home on July 16th. The 16-year-old boy was arrested Monday night and taken to juvenile hall on allegations of committing lewd acts with a child and rape with a foreign object. I'd say it's foreign. It's from fucking planet Alderaan. That's in a galaxy far, far away. Javier Perez, age 16, was charged Wednesday as an adult for allegedly sexually assaulting the 9-year-old boy. He was charged with felonies for sexual penetration by foreign object by force.
I'm not kidding.
Not the force, just force. He was also charged with aggravated sexual assault of a child.
I'm not kidding.
And rape by foreign object.
It's made of horse urine.
Maybe he froze horse urine to make a ice dildo. I don't know. All right, back to the story here. He faces a sentence of 15 years to life if convicted just for sticking a lightsaber up some kid's asshole? Not even a big deal. He was probably just joking around. You know how many times I had a lightsaber shoved up my ass? He's currently being held on $1 million bail. On July 16th, the 9-year-old boy's mother dropped the boy off at a Santa Ana home to be watched while she went to work. Perez was at the home with several other children, ages ranging from 8 to 19. Perez reportedly held the boy over a kitchen table and forcibly anally penetrated him with a hand, oh my god, and with a toy lightsaber. He was fisted! This little 9-year-old boy was fisted!
Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me!
That is not appropriate when we are talking about a 9-year-old boy being fisted. I can't believe that sound clip was played. Shame on whoever's controlling the soundboard. Shame on you. I am appalled. Yes. Perez reportedly held the boy over a kitchen table and forcibly anally penetrated him with a hand and a toy lightsaber. Two other boys allegedly watched while Perez and an 8-year-old boy, under the instruction of Perez, assaulted the 9-year-old. After the alleged incident, Perez is accused of telling the other boys to keep the incident a secret. Now, believe it or not, I actually have the 9-year-old boy who was assaulted on the phone, and let me just ask you this. What was your first thought when the hand was inserted into your rectum?
I didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it didn't hurt or feel bad, but it made me so confused.
I bet. Thank you, boy who had a lightsaber and fist in his ass. Can't believe his mom allowed him to come on the program. She must be a freak. Oh, speaking of things going in your ass, I learned something great. My friend was at a gay bar, and he overheard two gay guys talking, and one of them has AIDS, and he kept referring to AIDS as the butt flu. Isn't that the greatest way to say you have AIDS? Mom, Dad, I've got the butt flu. I'm a careless fairy, and I came down with the butt flu. All right, after the alleged assault, Perez is accused of telling the other boys to keep the incident a secret. Investigators say the teen and younger boys are believed to be acquaintances. Now they're much more. There is no information about the alleged victim's condition. There you go. Second story we have for you today. The case of the pantyhose bandit has neighbors of one Massachusetts town creeped out and at their wits' end. The culprit keeps dumping pairs of ladies' tights right by their children's bus stop on Camp Street. Every day there's a new pile of pantyhose at the bus stop. Quote, "It's weird, it's odd, and it's scary for the kids," said Laurie Warich, looking at three of the black undergarments and one skin-colored pair left on the street early yesterday morning. The perplexed neighbors have sought police help to solve the caper that has gone on for longer than 2 years. "It's just crazy," said Ashley Siegel, mom to a kindergartner and a fifth grader. "I picked up 43 in one day. 43 pairs, one day," said Warich. Chief Thomas O'Loughlin said police have done some work and talked to a person of interest, but he doesn't have the resources to dedicate a full investigation over pantyhose. After all, it's just fucking pantyhose. Get on with your lives, people. He says what it comes down to right now, it's just littering. Quote, "It's not a situation where you'd put two detectives on overtime and have them sit there every night. The end doesn't justify the means," says the police chief. Now, one of the kids managed to pick up a license plate number. The neighbors say they tracked the plates and black pickup truck to someone they believe to be the culprit, the, quote, pantyhose bandit. Walrich confronted the man at his home, dropping the latest delivery of pantyhose on his front steps, and she said, "We'd like you to stop." He replied, "No, those aren't mine." After the confrontation, the streets were tights-free for a few weeks, but then the trouble recently started again. "It's almost like he's being spiteful," said one overly dramatic mother. So Laughlin said the crime isn't happening anywhere else in town. "It's something about this particular location. We don't know why they're doing it. We don't know who's doing it," he said. The neighbors say they call police every time it happens, which is typically 3 or 4 times a week, which is a lot of pantyhose. For the record, the pantyhose that are dropped are mostly always black and queen-sized. Sometimes used, sometimes not. "It's kind of gross," Siegel said. The ladies say they are considering doing an amateur sting using a video camera and walkie-talkies, not knowing what else to do to catch the culprit. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. Did you know that in Italy, it's impossible to rape a woman wearing tight jeans? It's true, according to the law. Italy has overturned a ruling that women wearing tight jeans cannot be raped. That's right, Italy's top criminal court has overturned its ruling that a woman wearing tight jeans could not possibly be raped. The court provoked international outrage when, in 1999, it quashed the conviction of a previously convicted rapist, saying it would be impossible to forcibly remove a woman's tight jeans if she resisted. At the time, the court agreed with the then-defendant, a 45-year-old driving instructor, that it would be impossible for him to have taken off an 18-year-old client's jeans without the collaboration of the person wearing them, and that she must therefore have consented to sex. Seems logical to me. However, in a separate appeal by a 37-year-old man convicted of sexually assaulting his partner's 16-year-old daughter from a previous relationship, the court has now ruled that jeans cannot be compared to any type of chastity belt. The court ruled that, quote, "the fact that the girl was wearing jeans was not an obstacle for the man to have inserted his hands inside the front of her jeans." The man had, in his defense, cited the 1999 case and claimed that it would have been impossible for him to have attacked the girl because she had at the time been seated and wearing jeans. He said that she would have had to unbutton them and therefore consented to his advances. So I guess they're going on a case-by-case basis. Still, if you're in Italy and you're planning to rape, pick a girl with tight jeans. The law could be on your side. And that's one to grow on. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, let's check in with my freaky deekies.
Tim, Super Sideshow Freak Emil and from San Diego. Actually, I'm in Bakersfield. Anyways, you don't give a shit about that.
No, absolutely.
I've been meaning to call for a long time because you've been playing people's, I don't know, requests for Sextastic Tuesday shows, like best of or favorite Sextastic Tuesday shows. And I'm surprised you haven't played my favorite, which was the very first DV I ever heard. It was the Sextastic Tuesday about the college guy who winds up having sex with his classmate who has cerebral palsy.
Right, yes. You know, interesting that you mentioned that, because someone recently sent me that Sextastic Tuesday story again. Apparently someone else has never heard it. So maybe next week we'll do we'll replay that one.
I don't remember.
That was a good one.
I'll look it up and send you the date of that if you can't remember it.
I can't remember. If you could, that would be great. Otherwise, I'll just try to find it myself. But if you know what it is, that would be wonderful.
Timmy? Hey, man. Hey, I know you're probably going to get 5 billion calls from all us freeloading fuckers that haven't signed up yet for the sideshow. I am going to sign up. I just haven't done it yet because I'm a lazy fuck. But anyways, hey, I just wanted to thank you for the extended show. I don't know if you let it slip accidentally or...
No, no.
What, but I was listening to a Monday show, and it was an extended one, which was
yes.
pretty fucking awesome. So I may end up signing up by the end of this week. That's pretty cool.
Yes, I decided that, you know, for the non-paying members, that you should at least see what an extended show or hear what an extended show is like. So I did make one available.
So anyways, hey, also, just to all the people who...
But that's it. That's all you get. I'm stingy.
The show, I only got one thing to say. Leave Timmy alone! Leave him alone! He tries so hard!
What was that?
Say,
what?
About the show. Hey, also, just to all the people who keep bitching about the show,
oh.
I only got one thing to say.
Yes, leave me alone. I'm doing my best I can. Rock Lobster! Rock Lobster!
Hey, Tim, this is Steve from Wisconsin. I'm just wondering if everyone got the extended edition on 7/21, because I did, man. I'm not
Do you people not read the show notes, for Christ's sakes? Yes, I decided to be generous and let you guys all hear an extended show. Just one.
Hey, you fucking snatch weasel. I have a beef with you.
Oh,
maybe
right.
I have a chicken with you.
Oh.
Or a fish. Okay, so, you know, the other day, I left this voicemail asking about the lifetime membership, if it was for my lifetime, your lifetime, ha ha ha. Well, yeah, of course I knew the answer to the question, but, you know, what I was trying to do, I figured, you know, Tim, you're a kind of a really smart guy. I know
no.
you're sharp.
See, that's where you're
way
wrong.
Way sharper than a bowling ball. But, you know, I was going for the train wreck thing, see, because,
oh.
you know, I think that's kind of an honor, you know, when one of your listeners calls in, you know, sideshow or not, and they go on and on and on and on, and they talk about stuff that, you know, people really just don't give a shit about, and sometimes, you know, you just have to give them the train wreck. You know, I was kind of like giving you a hint that maybe my message was...
The whistle's go, woo-woo! You get nothing!
Absolutely nothing!
Oh, no.
Bye-bye.
That's all, guys!
Are you happy now? All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. This is Dan in Maryland.
Hi, and, Dan.
I was listening to the Monday show, which is an extended show.
Right.
And I got the extended show.
But you're not a member.
Even though I'm not a sideshow member.
And did you know Wing was on an episode of South Park?
Bobby Khan killed Tupac. He also single-handedly killed hip-hop. And I know he was behind 9/11. Look
All
at
right. Conspiracy theories there.
Jagoo to you, sir.
Jagoo?
Canadian Super Freak reporting it. I work full-time, graveyard shift at a cafe, and I need more good podcasts. Yours is absolutely amazing, but you are
Thank
but
you.
One man.
I know.
And to expect you to create 40 hours...
Unfortunately, I am the only good podcast out there. It's a shame, I know.
I'm not sure I could pay you to do that. So, I'd like the freaks and you to recommend to me and the other freaks any other good podcasts out there.
I, myself, do not listen to any other podcasts. I know that sounds like an asshole thing, but I really don't. I don't have time. I've got a very busy life to lead. I have heard things such as open source sex pod. I don't know what the name of it is, but something about open sex. That's a good one. I'm really not much help. It depends on what you like. I heard nobody likes onions. I'm really fucking worthless when it comes to this. That's a very popular one. Keith and the Girl is a popular podcast. Go to podcastalley.com. Check out the lists. There's all sorts. You can, if you want to look up comedy, you know, if you're into art, education, business, I don't know, whatever you're into, go to podcastalley.com. There's a whole directory, and they have a ranking system and everything. I would suggest that. Unless you guys want to call in with your suggestions. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of Distorted View. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66-OH-GOD, as in oh God.
It's made of force urine.
Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com. If you guys are Sideshow members, stick around for extended content. Otherwise, we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Friday Show. Until then, bye, everybody!
Lots of trouble, yeah, yeah.
Ba 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 ba